victim of forced marriage is a 16-year-old girl identified only as a Quad B from Bor County. She told Human Rights Watch researchers what happened to her when she resisted a forced marriage.
They caught me and locked me in the house for 3 days. They tied my hands and legs and beat me with a wire lock.
According to government statistics, nearly half of South Sudanese girls between 15 and 19 are married, and most of those marriages were forced by parents seeking dowries or bride prices. The 95-page report is titled, "This Old Man Can Feed Us, You Will Marry Him, Child and Forced Marriage in South Sudan." It is based on interviews with more than 80 girls and women in Central Equatoria, Western Equatoria, and Jonglei states. Human Rights Watch researchers also spoke with government officials, UN officials, traditional leaders, healthcare workers, legal and women's rights experts, teachers, prison officials, and representatives from donor organizations. South Sudan is a developing country with diverse traditional cultures that are frequently in conflict with rights afforded to women and children in other nations. However, Gauri Van Gulik of Human Rights Watch says the government in Juba needs to step in.
The government has a certain number of responsibilities, regardless of different local practices, regardless of what is common or what has always been done. The government, and the government acknowledges this, has the responsibility to protect girls from violence in particular, and has also the responsibility to make sure that girls are able to go to school. The government has the responsibility to protect those women and girls.
Among the changes recommended by Human Rights Watch is that the legal age of marriage in South Sudan be set at 18. Agnes Kwaje Lusuba is the Minister of Gender, Child Affairs and Social Welfare. She says that was the case in the interim constitutions before independence.
To my surprise, in the transitional constitution, that minimum age of marriage is no longer there. The minimum age of 18 years is no longer there, and we have to see to it that when the permanent constitution is coming, that minimum age of marriage of 18 has to be put back there.
The Human Rights Watch report also notes the near total lack of protection for girls who try to resist marriage or leave abusive marriages and the hurdles they face trying to get justice. The report recommends training police to protect girls from forced marriage, as well as broader community awareness on the problems child marriages cause for South Sudan. And it urges the government pass comprehensive family legislation on marriage, separation and divorce. But cultural change is often difficult. Jonah Kwok is an older man in Bor who supports forced marriages.
The girl is our source of income. When a man comes, we give the girl to him and he gives us wealth. If the girl refuses to be married, we beat her to accept to marry him so that he can give us dowry.
For VOA News, I'm Anyang David Mayer in Juba.